Welcome to 7 Second Delay. Thanks to everybody who supported the program and supported WFMU last week. I'm here with a personal friend of the Roaches, Andy Breckman, man. Welcome back, Andy.
Thanks, man.
Did you have fun at South by Southwest? I understood you were at the Cheech and Chong documentary.
I didn't. Never made it into that particular show. Man, I'm tired.
You hung out with Ryan Gosling and Brad Pitt. Is that true?
Hung out. No, I didn't. No, I did. No. Brad Pitt. Was Brad Pitt there? I don't know, Ken. How was the big finale here at the station?
Oh, it was great. You were missed. Really, really
congratulations,
fun.
A successful fundraiser.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, and people really came through for the station, and especially for 7 Second Delay, we were the top grossing program week one.
That makes me so mad.
Why?
Because you on why? My I, on my back, I carried the show.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, that's true.
Is that how you want to win? You'll take that? You're proud of that? Go to hell.
And now you make me feel guilty.
Fine.
I'm over it now.
Yeah,
I'm over the guilt. And I'll do it like that. I don't care.
A win is a win?
Yeah. We won.
Yeah, we won. So what do you do if you went over the goal? What do you do with the extra money?
Well, the goal does not represent what the station needs for the year.
That's a nice new watch.
You understand.
That's a nice new Rolex watch you're wearing.
I should explain,
after every marathon every year, I'm always excited to see what new watch Ken will be wearing the week after the marathon.
Yeah.
That's a beauty.
That's funny.
Whoa, could I see it?
That's funny.
Are those diamonds?
That's funny because I don't wear a watch at all, ever.
Uh-huh.
Do you wear a watch? Yes,
I do. I have an iPhone.
You have an
watch.
Apple Watch.
I have an Apple Watch.
Jesus.
Well, I don't have access to the marathon money.
You have a surveillance watch.
I have a surveillance watch. Hey, you know what we've never done? We should acknowledge. You know what they did at South by Southwest
before every
movie? They acknowledged that they were on what used to be Native American land.
Oh, really?
They took a moment and acknowledged it.
Wow, that's new. That's like in the Nathan Fielder thing, The Curse.
Yeah.
In the TV show, The Curse.
I'm just wondering, I can't help but notice.
Yeah.
That the station's never acknowledged that our building is on Lenape, the land that used to belong to the Lenape Nation before.
Lenape,
thank you.
Yeah,
before we stole it from them.
Right.
We should take a minute and acknowledge that.
Well, here's the thing: the Dutch stole it from the Lenapes.
And it was handed down by lease. One, the land was sold to X, and then Y, and then Z, and then finally to Ken Friedman. Here we are.
I think the Dutch owe the Lenape.
Well, why not owner B, C, and D? I think we all owe them. In fact, why don't you offer to split some of the marathon proceeds with the Lenape Indian Nation? Why don't you offer that as a way to acknowledge that we stole their land? Maybe a third.
Nah.
How about you do this? Okay, compromise. Anyone that calls that can prove they're 25% or more Lenape Indian,
yeah,
we'll send them a bumper sticker. Would you do that?
I would do that.
They could put it on their wigwam.
Yeah, they're not in wigwams anymore, Andy.
Well, they have. They probably have a wigwam in the backyard for the in-laws.
Oh,
you know, out of town visitors.
Oh, you mean like a Passover sukkahs? Like you have
like a sukkah.
You have a sukkah in your backyard?
Look, why don't we have a designated line for anyone, Lenape Indian, any descendant of the Lenape tribe? And
okay.
Yeah, we'll try to make good. We feel bad, don't we, Ken? We stole the land.
Well, you're being totally facetious.
No, we'll send them
I do feel bad that those Dutch settlers you know, the Van Voorsts or whoever the hell they were, that they came. This was swampland, by the way.
Yeah. The Indians probably avoided it because of the swamp.
Well, this was
that's what we tell ourselves.
This was an island.
If you're just tuning in, we're rationalizing the theft of Lenape Indian land. And Ken, you have a pretty good angle on this.
I do.
You have something about swampland? Go ahead. What were you saying, Ken?
Yes. If you look at the maps.
Yeah, exactly. Look at the map.
Of this neighborhood.
It was under the water level. It was underwater.
No, not exactly.
Not exactly underwater, but the Indians wouldn't want to stay here.
Well, it was swampy and rodent infested.
Yeah. The Indians probably would have had to use their canoes.
It wasn't even connected to the mainland.
Yeah, exactly.
It was connected only by swamp.
The Indians didn't want it. That's what the Dutch explained to the Indians.
So the Dutch...
Exactly. The Dutch You don't want this land.
Took it, and they built chromium dumps here to elevate it above the water line. They just started throwing tons of chromium.
Is that what this building is on?
Yes, we're on a chromium dump. And then it became an egg factory. Hudson Eggs. That's who used to own this building.
Yeah.
I blame them.
Of course you do.
The Hudson Egg.
Of course you do.
The Hudson Egg Company.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're playing How Will Ken Avoid the Blame? And it's kind of his superpower. It's almost a superpower.
Oh, no, it's a superpower.
Yeah.
You don't have to say almost.
Yeah. No, he's a master at it.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's years of practice.
It's like a party trick.
Andy, it's taken me a long time.
Yeah.
To get this good at it.
It was a dumb. You say Lenape Indians, Ken says swampland. It's amazing. But here we are. It's a whole new season. It's a whole new season.
This is the new year.
I'm doing my Hollywood talk.
It's the new year. Yeah.
It's like we're hitting reset.
Yeah.
Let's make every show a great show this year.
Okay, I'm on. Let's do it.
Starting next week. Because this week ain't going to.
No, this week's going to be good.
It is. What are we doing this week?
Well, this week we're
offering. Where's the clock?
Yeah, I know. Good freaking question.
Where's our clock?
I know. The clock disappeared during the marathon. I have no idea what happened to it. Nobody told me anything.
I know what you're thinking. Lenape Indians. They're coming back for their stuff.
Maybe you're right.
One item at a time.
Maybe you're right.
They're still mad.
They shouldn't be mad at us.
Yeah.
We're not Dutch.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I'm not. No part of me is Dutch.
Listen,
I know
any Lenape Indians out there, we're not mad. We just want our clock back.
It's the only analog clock we have.
Where is the clock?
I don't know. They took it. Somebody took it for some marathon purpose. I don't know.
Well, how are we going to know when this ordeal is over?
Well, I have an internal clock. I think I will have a really good sense of when time is up.
Because I'm feeling it's pretty close.
Yeah. Well, no.
Is it almost 7 o'clock?
It's not close at all. If it was close to 7 o'clock, Matt Fiveash would be here. He'd be when he walks in.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes.
We have 5 minutes to go.
Okay. So
here's the thing, Andy.
Here's the thing, Ken.
We thanked about 14,000 people on the air during the fundraising marathon.
Not you and I, but you mean overall.
But during the 2 weeks, we got about 14,000 pledges, and we do set out to thank each and every pledger and to read each and every comment on the air.
That's a big reason. It's a big incentive for people to call and pledge. They get to hear a professional, seasoned broadcaster like Ken Friedman say their name.
Well, that's funny. But, yeah, we do set out to...
On the air and thank them on the air.
But invariably, 14,000, you know, some mistakes get made.
Yes.
Out of those 14,000.
Yes. So we're going to spend our remaining time. I guess we have about 10 minutes left. No way to tell.
We want to make amends. We want to hear from people who made a pledge during the fundraising marathon.
And aren't happy with the thank you they received.
Yeah, but their name was either they never heard their name or...
Or it was mispronounced.
Mispronounced, or the town name or the country was mispronounced.
Or it was rushed or slurred or just kind of mumbled.
Or you were somehow insulted.
Yeah.
Or they didn't read your comment. Or,
I was perhaps... I'll take the blame. Maybe I was... Talking over Ken while he was reading names.
Yeah, that
trying to be funny.
Yep.
So, I know during the what you call the soaking, Ken, I'm often talking over you.
And you're also telling everybody to go to hell. But I think they understand that.
If you're not happy with the on-air thank you that you received, we'd like to make amends. 201-209-9368. Just call. And if it was a different DJ, if it was a different show, we can thank you properly on their behalf. We can apologize on their behalf, or perhaps we'll get that DJ on the air.
Yeah, maybe we'll call them.
Will you fire them?
And hold them to account.
Will you fire them? Will you fire somebody?
It depends how serious.
Give me that.
How serious the violation was.
201-209-9368. If you're not happy with the thank you, with the quality of the thank you received during the marathon.
If somebody mispronounced Piscataway or something like that, I'm not going to fire a DJ for that.
Let's.
Piscataway.
Let's fire a DJ for mispronouncing Piscataway. Please.
I don't think that's...
Please, let's make some radio history.
No, I don't think that's a good enough reason.
You have to have boundaries, Ken. You have to be firm. Kind and warm, but firm.
I heard Metuchen get mispronounced a number of times.
Fire them. By who? Fire them.
Booten got mispronounced.
Wait, who? By who? Do you have their number?
Oh, geez. Who was it who mispronounced Booten? It might have been Dan Morfitt who mispronounced
Booten. Yeah, let's call Dan.
No, because I'm not positive. But seriously,
everything's archived.
If your name got mangled... And whose didn't, give us a call now at 201-209-9368. Or if you have any...
Maybe your name is mangled and we pronounce it mangled.
Oh, that's a good... Yeah,
yeah,
a good
maybe
point.
We mangled. Yeah. Mangled. 14,000, huh?
14,000 pledges. Almost 10,000 people. Yeah, it really was the best fundraising marathon we've ever had.
So you were just born without shame.
Oh, no, no.
To ask money from 10,000 people.
No.
For this.
No, I was
for
born.
This.
No, I was born with shame.
And what happened?
I transitioned.
Yeah.
I became.
You evolved.
I became shameless. I had hormone treatments, I think, when I was 10 or 11 years old.
The amazing shameless adult, Ken Friedman, 201-209-9368. If you're a Lenape Indian, we have a big, big apology for you.
And a bumper sticker.
201-209-9368.
We have bumper stickers for anybody with Lenny Lenape blood in them.
But how will the bumper stickers stick to the wigwam? The wigwam is made of animal skin.
I believe the Lenape people now drive cars, to tell you the truth.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
I'd love to hear more about that. 201-209-9368.
All sorts of Native Americans drive cars, Andy.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening. Can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
Yeah, you love the show.
Is this Zachary?
I love the show. It is.
Now, Zachary,
hey,
you were thanked.
I'm Dutch, so I absolve you of any guilt and responsibility.
Oh, you'll take
purchasing land from people.
That's right. You are Dutch.
People who stole it.
You are Dutch. You have a Dutch name.
Yeah.
But the original land, I mean, the original sin, Ken, might have been the Dutch settlers. But we are culpable, Ken. We have profited.
Right. I mean, you got a little blood stain on your hands.
Yeah. And that's why we're offering bumper stickers.
Swampland.
It was useless swampland.
It was.
Says Ken. Yeah, exactly.
That's the Israeli.
Why this country was swampland from coast to coast, wasn't it, Ken?
That's the Israeli excuse as well.
That it was inhabitable?
Desert.
Yeah.
That's their version of swampland.
That nobody wanted to live there?
Yep. Couldn't grow a thing. Look at it now.
The Israelis figured it out, just like we figured out how to build on this swampland.
Yeah. Chromium.
Chromium. Oh, if only the Indians had stumbled onto that one.
So, Zachary, did anybody mispronounce your name or anything like that? Did they not mention your comment?
Well, it was actually, I got snubbed by Bucci on the March 8th show with Mona.
Bucci, March 8th with Mona.
How did they snub you, Zach?
So I called in. Mona had made a comment.
Right.
Bucci was kind of similar to George Costanza.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I like Mona's show, and I said, ooh, I'll reiterate that to back up Mona. And that way Bucci has to read it.
Okay.
Donated, called in, donated, never mentioned me.
Jesus!
Donated. You mean there was a comment on your pledge card, and he ignored that comment?
He didn't even say my name.
Okay, that must have really stung.
He saw it, and it's like, I'm not reading that.
On behalf of the station, Ken, do you have anything to say to Zach?
Zachary, I am so sorry that Bucci snubbed you like that.
On behalf,
I'm calling him right now.
Yeah, if you can get him on the phone, Ken. Then,
I'm trying. I'm going to call him right now.
We're at 201-209-9268. It's our annual apology tour. If you don't feel you were thanked properly during the marathon.
Hey, Andy, at South by Southwest, did you see that Zizek show?
I'm sorry, repeat it. The what show?
That Zizek show? Or is a guy who parodies Slavo Zizek?
I don't know who that is.
You know, the great philosopher.
I don't know. I'll tell you all the words in that sentence I understood.
Sorry, couldn't reach Bucci.
But we can apologize on their behalf.
I'm sorry if anybody heard the porn. He has porn on his outgoing answering machine. I had to dump it. Jesus.
Oh, no.
It's horrible.
That's how cool he is.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Zachary, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you got snubbed like that.
Especially a regular caller to our show and a repeat pledger to the station.
And also, the Bucci is on last night. He's the show that's on the same time as this show on Tuesdays. So it's
I love Bucci. I wanted to hear him read that. Yes, we all agree he's kind of like George Costanza.
Yeah.
God, everybody just goes on and on about how great Bucci's show is.
Yeah. No, Bucci is.
You really got to meet him, Andy. If
Bucci's a phenomenon. I wanted you to mentor Bucci, Andy, if you recall.
Oh, he's much. How old a guy is he?
What is he? He's like 70, going on 75, I think.
Yeah, he's an elderly man.
Yeah, he's elderly. He's a little stooped over.
Yeah, we'll all be dead soon.
Yeah.
All three of us.
Yeah.
Zach, it'll be your station soon.
Zachary, Andy mentioned to me earlier today that every time he talks to any of his buddies, they end the phone conversation with, I love you.
Yeah, that's kind of something I notice everyone my age is doing now.
They want to let people know.
Andy, yeah, in case it's the last time they ever speak.
Yeah.
And I noticed that Andy's been saying that to me a lot lately, too.
Because there's a lot of death going around.
Well, there's always been death.
I guess so.
All right, Zachary, we're moving on. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about what happened.
You've given us a lot to think about, Zachary.
And we're going to try calling Bucci again.
201-209-9368. If we owe you an apology, if you felt mistreated during the marathon.
Anybody. And it's
underappreciated.
Not just, yeah, anybody on the air who slighted you in any way. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Andrew. I'm a longtime caller and a first-time listener.
Hi, Andrew.
The old switcheroo.
How is that possible?
It's the old switcheroo.
Oh, jeez, I got that wrong.
It's Comedy 101. If you're just tuning in. And Andrew, did you pledge to our show? Why are you dissatisfied here?
Well, I'm a lifer pledger.
Yeah.
You know, the monthly thing, the swag for life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And but then, you know, I sprinkle a little bit here and there. And I only sprinkled a tiny bit this year because I work in an industry. Mr. Breckman, I believe you work in as well.
Times are tight.
Out of work for 5 months.
Times are tight. It's the who do you blame for that? The Writers Guild.
Oh well, yeah, I'm behind the lenses. So, but we support.
There's enough blame to go around.
Exactly. But so I pledged to John Allen's show.
Okay.
I love John Allen's show. When I can hear it, I work. Gig oriented, so I hear stuff or I download it. And it was the day Clay Pigeon was there, which I love.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised.
Oh my God, what happened?
Clay never read my comment.
Did he? Oh, so wait, let's be clear about the infraction. He read your name, he acknowledged you by name, but he didn't read the comment.
and then ADD took over, and that was it.
What was the comment? Do you remember? We'd like to air it now.
Well, I said I was trying to do a little play on the name of that band, the something Girls.
U.S. Girls?
U.S. Girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I was trying to do a play on that, saying it's worth more than a few American dollars. It's worth a million in prizes.
Uh-huh.
I was doing the Iggy Pop thing.
Right.
Him. I don't know. It was a little oblique.
Yeah, I'm worth a million in prizes.
Yeah.
I don't know that reference. It sounds stupid.
It's from an Iggy Pop song.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Well, yeah, there you go.
So, and the U.S. Girls have a song called Four American Dollars. So Andrew was
that
making...
That sounds stupid, too.
Andrew was making a joke comparing four American dollars to being worth a million in prizes.
Maybe Clay Pigeon recognized it as stupid.
That could be.
I don't know.
And then decided and demurred.
It's worth a million in prizes.
Yeah.
Well, Andrew, here's the thing. When I was trying to call Bucci before, Bucci's feelings would not have been hurt by this. He would have just played along. But if I call Clay Pigeon, he's going to be very upset. He's going to be kicking himself the rest of the night over this.
So
let's call him.
Do you want me to do that?
Well, yes. Maybe he'll have a breakdown. Ken, you don't understand how radio is supposed to work.
Okay.
We're looking for drama.
Okay.
We're looking for these heightened moments.
All right. Calling him.
Okay, we're going to... Ken is about to fire Clay Pigeon
over what I
consider a very minor infraction.
I'm not firing. You have to do the talking, Andy.
Okay. Remember. Oh, man. Grow a couple there, Ken.
Hello?
Hi, Clay Pigeon?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ken. This is Ken and Andy.
Ken.
And you're on the air with us. I got to tell you that right up front.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Clay, it's Andy Breckman. And... we're doing sort of a complaint department show where people are calling if they feel that they weren't given the respect they deserved during the marathon, that they were disrespected in some small way or some small infraction. And we've gotten a couple of calls. People didn't like the way Ken and I thanked them or we mispronounced their name.
And Zachary just called complaining about Bucci and Mona.
So people, you know, there are so many people to thank that, of course, you're going to mangle a name or you're going to or some names are going to get fall between the cracks.
So
we have a caller on the line.
His name is Andrew.
His name is Andrew.
Okay.
And he claims, and there's no way to verify this. I'm going to tell you what he claims. He claims that he pledged money. You read his name.
This was when you were emceeing for John Allen.
You read his name,
okay.
But did not read the comment. He worked hard on a very witty comment. And you apparently were in a rush or you didn't notice it and you didn't read his comment.
And he felt as if I just blew right past it.
Yeah, he feels disrespected, to be honest. And Ken, what is your station manager, Ken? How do you handle the situation?
Well, I think...
There has to be some kind of discipline sort of action, don't you think?
No, in this situation, Clay Pigeon, I got to tell you that...
I think a two-week suspension?
I warned Andrew and Andy Breckman here that you would take this very hard, that you would genuinely feel very bad about this.
Yeah, that's my worst nightmare, that someone would feel neglected.
You have a heart of gold and you care about your audience, and I admire that, and I'm actually baffled by it. But I don't know if this makes you feel any better. Andrew, the listener and pledger, told us what his comment was, and it made no sense. It was dumb beyond words, and I think you did the listening public a favor by not reading it.
Do you think it's possible that I saw it and just chose to breeze right by it?
I think you might not have understood it. You might not have understood the reference. I certainly did not.
Here's what the comment was, Clay Pigeon, and you might have had good reason to breeze by it. I think Andrew was referencing the U.S. Girls song, Four American Dollars.
Right.
And then he was also referencing the Iggy Pop lyric in the song Lust for Life, worth a million in prizes. And Andrew, what was the, how were you relating those two to each other? Clay Pigeon can't hear you, but I can hear you.
I said, FMU.
He said, FMU.
Certainly worth
$4 million
in prize.
And it's worth $1 million in prize.
If you asked a computer to create a stupid, obscure joke or reference, that's the computer. That's what the computer would spew out. It makes no sense. And you and I want to thank you for breezing past it.
Right. I you know, the thing is it's Andrew, right? That's the Glister's name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like he might have labored over that and thought about that a little bit as a response.
Let's ask him. Andrew, did you use ChatGPT or any form of AI to compose that comment?
No, just some...
Clay Pigeon. No, apparently he just used AI. He didn't labor over it at all.
Well, Clay Pigeon, you have a chance now to apologize to Andrew if you feel so moved to apologize. And maybe we can just all move on.
And he's on the line with us right now.
We can all be adults and just move on.
Okay. Can he hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrew. I'm sorry, Andrew, about that. I've been in your position, you know. People think, you know, that I wouldn't care about that, but I've made pledges before, and I sit there waiting to be acknowledged. That's kind of the thrill of it all, so I can imagine your disappointment when I didn't read your comments. I would feel a little worse if they weren't AI-generated comments, but still, thanks for your pledge, man, and I'm sorry if I breezed right by it. I'm sure that stung a little.
Now that's empathy. That's real empathy.
That's how adults handle... That's how adults handle conflict. Clay Pigeon, you just taught us all a great lesson.
I mean it.
I know you mean it.
That's what's so spooky.
You always told me you gotta go faster. You can't stop and thank all these people individually, especially in the heat of the battle, right?
That was so sincere.
That was really sincere.
That kind of made me sick to my stomach.
I do feel bad when I feel like I've done that.
Yeah.
And then you feel like next time around they're going to go, well, the heck with you guys.
Andrew, are you satisfied?
I'm so satisfied.
Honor. Okay. Honor has been satisfied.
That's great. Thank you, Clay Pigeon. Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
Going back to bed, guys.
Okay, sorry to wake you up. It's the middle of the night for Clay Pigeon. But, man, that was true empathy. That was real empathy.
I think I'm going to try that this year.
What, empathy?
Yeah, I'm going to try being sincere and empathetic. I'm going to try to put myself into the listener's shoes.
Right. Just like, did you hear how he did that? He related.
Yes.
He related it to his own experience.
Yes.
There was no sarcasm, no irony. He really was speaking from the heart.
Yeah.
And I think he's
What's his problem?
Also.
What's his angle? What's he after?
So now we are this is how we're doing it. We're looking for anybody else who pledged.
It's our apology tour, 201-209-9368. Hey, you better call now because this is going to end at 7 o'clock. Right, we're not looking back. This ain't happening again.
Oh, we're not taking this on the road?
No, this is it.
Oh.
No more apologies from us.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name? Hello, you're on the air.
No, they're not, Ken.
Hello,
you're on the air. Can you hear me? Guess not.
That'll teach him a lesson.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hey, Pam. Now, wait. Hi. Pam, you can't have any complaints.
I do have a complaint.
No, I can't believe it.
You did not choose my name for the Neil Young concert.
Oh, baby, I know. That would have been fun, huh?
Well, maybe Isabel will take you as her... Plus one.
Maybe.
If it makes you feel any better, we're going with another chick. So at least Ken and I are going with a couple of chicks. Does that make you feel any better?
That makes me feel better.
There you go. At least we won't be lonely. You care about us, right? You want us to have fun.
Well, but Pam, you can't expect to win every prize that
I know, of
course. Yeah.
You know what, Pam? Pam, people, we so clearly adore you that if your name had been picked, I think alarm bells would have gone off.
lawsuit.
Yeah, lawsuit.
Okay, I'll have one. Let's see. One complaint I have, and I don't remember even what show because I have no memory.
Uh-huh.
But I pledge because they had a certain CD up I was trying to get in the running. Right. I mean, for a certain artist for an album. And it wasn't until the very end, right before they pulled it, that they said it was vinyl, which I could not have used.
Oh, that was so the garbage man.
I felt hoodwinked.
Yes, yes.
Hoodwinked.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's, what do you call that when stores do that? They
bait and switch.
Yeah, bait and switch. Yeah.
Oh, so you thought you were getting a delectable compact.
Yeah, they put a CD in the window. You're walking down the street. You're walking down Fifth Avenue. Look in the window. There's a CD. I think I'll go in the store, buy that CD. No, sorry, ma'am. CD's not available. You need this vinyl. You're going to get this 12-inch vinyl disc that you can't play.
Exactly.
Man, that would make me mad. You're being very mature about it.
Oofy, I am being very wonderful.
Do you want to apologize to Pam, Ken?
I'm so sorry, Pam. You know, the problem is I think that a lot of DJs naively think that everybody wants vinyl. They think the whole world is like them. They want vinyl, so they just assume everybody wants vinyl.
What the DJs don't realize is no one is like them.
I would love to have it if I had a player, but I don't.
Well, your story has touched our hearts.
Yes, I know it has.
And we hope that Ken's apology goes a little bit toward rectifying the situation.
It makes me feel wonderful.
I'm so sorry, Pam.
It makes me feel better that it contributed to the success of the station.
I tried to give you an empathic apology, and everything I know about empathy I learned from Clay Pigeon. So if it didn't work...
I thought you were going to say Andy.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. I'm evolving. That's going to be my... This is the year that Andy evolves.
I have that... We have that on tape, Andy.
No! Yes. Don't quote me on that. I was joking.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Pam.
201-209-9368. If we owe you an apology, if you are dissatisfied with how your pledge was acknowledged...
By anybody during the fundraising marathon. 201-209-9368. I mean, we didn't make any mistakes on 7 Second Delay.
I can't believe, Ken, you were reading a lot of names. I can't believe you didn't miss one or
well,
mangle a name.
Well, it's true. Maybe I didn't. Sometimes if there's a last name and I don't know how to pronounce it, I just won't pronounce it. Or a town name, I mean.
Or like an Indian name, like if a Lenape Indian pledged money, you know.
Oh, well, I'm not going to.
You might say Running Wolf instead of Running Bear. You're in a rush.
Right. I'm not going to say that at all because I'm so ashamed
by what we did.
By Zachary and his Dutch friends who stole all their land.
Hey, Lenape Indians, give us a call. You have a bumper sticker coming. It's not going to make it whole. We acknowledge that, but it's something. It's a token of how we feel. Put it on your wigwam.
They don't have wigwams, Andy. You mean a teepee?
You took their...
Is that what you're...
You took their wigwams from them, too?
Well, here's the thing. They couldn't build wigwams here because it was swampland. A wigwam needs a sturdy...
Foundation.
A sturdy floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want your wigwam to be above the waterline. You don't want your wigwam flooding every time it rains.
Ken, you would have made a wonderful Lenape Indian. You would have been the main real estate broker for the Lenape Indians. You would have known where the higher ground was.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? You're on the air.
It's listener Terry in Connecticut.
Oh, hi, Terry. Terry's coming on the Magical Mystery Tour with us.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, but that's not the apology I'm looking for.
You can't complain about that.
Well, not yet.
You'll be complaining after the tour. That's only fair. Yeah.
Well, sure. So I was calling because Ken mischaracterized my comment when I phoned in to make the pledge to qualify for the mystery tour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He said that I suggested that you should take a WFUV tour, which I think is a horrible idea, but I didn't come up with it.
Uh-huh.
What I had done is, in the comments, I had said that I had an improvement for my bad tattoo idea from last year. And the one that I wanted Ken to get last year said WFUM 90.7 FM.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
And I wanted to add another line to that below it that said, https://www.wfmu.com. www.wfmu.com.
That would be brilliant.
So
that would be a great tattoo.
And what did I do with that comment? I just said we should visit WFU.
You said that it, I think you just saw the 90.7 and said that we should take a WFUV tour.
Oh.
Well, Ken, you were in a we should explain and
yeah.
This is not an excuse, of course, but we should explain. Ken was in an enormous rush, reading a lot of names, and he was on shrooms.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
And also, Andy had some broken glass that he carries around with him sometimes, and he was forcing that into my hands as well.
Oh, okay, well.
At that moment.
Well, we can apologize to you in person on the big tour in a few months.
All right. That sounds like a fair arrangement. Sounds like I have been made whole for the moment.
Perfect.
That's good, Terry. I'm really sorry about that. I do remember that card and being a bit flummoxed and just... I think
you saw those numbers and you were just like, what?
Yeah, I got scared and I just made a joke out of it because I didn't... You were bringing up really, really difficult, painful memories that I've been trying to work through. And, you know, the PTSD just kind of started bubbling up when I saw your card, so I just kind of made a stupid joke.
Would you say you're halfway through this
No, maybe a quarter of the way through.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. So I'm sorry about that, Terry.
All right. Well, I accept your apology, and Andy, go to hell.
Go to hell, brother.
All right, we're looking for anybody else who might need an apology from the way their generous donation was handled last week or the week before during the WFMU fundraising marathon.
If your name was not read to your satisfaction, if your comment was mangled or ignored, 201-209-9368. Let's take the next call. Hi, you're on the air.
There's nobody there. I know that we did a good job on most of the pledges that we read on the air, but there were so many of them. Surely there must have been other people other than the four people we've heard from tonight who felt dissed.
Maybe not. Maybe that's it. Maybe the whole station over the course of 14 days
yeah,
only made four errors.
Hard
in an almost perfect game.
Hard to believe.
No, that's amazing. Four mistakes. Four minor infractions.
I know. I've mispronounced a lot of people's names.
I don't even try to pronounce people's
names. Yeah, you don't thank any of the cards.
Well, a lot of
times. Wow, wouldn't that be interesting?
A lot of times they're soaking us. Soaking me. I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
Wouldn't that be interesting if we did a show where you thanked everybody?
Would okay. it be interesting? Do you understand what the word interesting means?
Not really.
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah.
I don't think you do. You can't just throw the word interesting around like that, Ken.
It's just a very...
You're in a position of responsibility here.
But it's a very big, impressive sound.
No, Ken. It's actually very irresponsible.
Does it really matter if I don't...
Ken, you can't call something interesting. And dangle that in front of people.
Why?
Because they're going to get mad at you, Ken, when it comes to fruition. 201-209-9368. Hey, you're on the air. If we owe you an apology, give us a call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hey, who's this?
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom.
How are you guys doing tonight? I have one complaint.
Yeah, what is it, Tom?
Lifer, you know, where you're automatic
yeah.
guy.
Monthly I'm swag on, for lifer, yep.
Yeah, so I'm on the Sally Struthers program, $1 a day.
Uh-huh.
And what I don't like is that I don't know when I can hear my name played on the radio because it just auto-renews. It's not like a new
yeah.
patch.
Well, Ken, well, is there a way, Ken, for these people that have pledged their automatic payments, and we thank them for that.
Yes.
They want to designate one show in particular or maybe a couple of shows, and they want to be thanked on that show. What is the protocol there, Ken?
Well, what we do is every February we email everybody a renewal email. And with that renewal email, if you assign part of your pledge to a certain show, then those DJs are notified that you designated their show, and then they're supposed to thank you on the air.
Now, Tom, what shows would you have designated if you had the chance?
Obviously, this one.
Then we'll take a moment here to thank you for your
Tom.
Generous pledge.
And Tom, another thing that helps make sure that your donation gets mentioned is to make a comment, even if it's something as simple as "Go to hell, Andy." Love the show.
Unless Clay's reading it, of course.
Yeah.
So. Good point.
Right.
Good point.
He just doesn't care. He doesn't care the way Ken and I care.
So, Tom, what's the comment that you would have made?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm not a man of many words.
You're putting him on the spot here, Ken.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to make up a comment for you. So, Andy, we want to. Yeah. Tom, where are you from?
We have a
Hoboken.
We have I'm a default. Ken has a list of default comments that he assigns to listeners.
All right, so now we're going to pretend like we were on the air last week.
Yeah.
We want to thank Tom from Hoboken. Loves the show. Does not have a cleft lip like Sally Struthers.
You guys are the best.
There we go. Done and done.
That would have been, that's your default, that's the comment you're assigning to him?
Well, he made a Sally Struthers joke, so I went with that.
That's not cool, Tom, to make fun of people with cleft lips. Not cool at all.
No, it is cool.
No, it's not cool, Tom. I don't know, where does Tom get off making fun of people like that?
I think it's very, very cool.
Well, it was Ken's joke, not mine.
Now he's, look at him. Look at him trying to blame Ken as if Ken made up your comment. Oh, please, I know how things work. I wasn't born yesterday. We just read your comment off the pledge card.
You caught me.
Okay, and we happen to have
Sally Struthers right
Sally
here.
Sally Struthers in the studio. Sally, pick up.
Sally?
Yeah, oh. No, Sally's just weeping now in the corner.
Sally? Oh, yeah. God, she hung up. Jeez. Well, thank you, Tom. I hope we made you whole.
Is Sally Struthers still with us? Is she still alive?
I believe so. I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a...
Rob Reiner still with us.
I don't know. What you mean because they acted together?
Yeah.
That doesn't always correspond. It doesn't always work like that, Ken.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of times people act together and then one of them dies and the other one dies a week later.
I'll give you an example. The Beatles. The Beatles were on stage quite a bit together.
Those are musicians.
Yeah.
Not actors.
Two of them are gone. That doesn't mean the other two are gone. That's just one example. I'll think of some other examples.
Well, that's a.
I'll think of some other. Give me a minute. I can think of some other examples of people that have worked together. And although one of them died, the other one survived.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Well, they're both gone.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Oh, I see. Okay, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. If one goes, they all go.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm no mathematician. There must be a way to prove or disprove your theory.
Well, let's go on with our apology tour. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
You love the show.
Why don't other stations have this problem?
Well, because...
Because they have a call screener?
Well, because they don't spend all the money they raise on Rolex watches.
I'm not wearing a watch.
Oh, yeah. No good. It's good not to wear it here because of the volunteers.
Right, because you keep it in mint condition.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was good thinking.
Hi, you're on the air.
We call it the marathon watch. Hey, have you seen Ken's marathon watch this year? It's a beauty.
Hello, you're on the air. Is there a problem with line one? Huh.
Try line two.
Okay, this is line two. Hello, line two. You're on the air.
Oh, boy, am I hot. I'm still angry from last week.
Yeah, what's your name, sir? What's your name?
This is Tom.
Okay, another Tom. Where are you from, Tom?
Well, see, that's the issue, is the level of disrespect you did to my hometown is the Asian.
Parsippany?
No. So, I'll spell it out for you here. I know Andy typically has a pad of paper handy, so maybe he can get one last shot to...
Okay, really we'll try to make it right.
Otherwise, I'll never pledge again.
Yeah,
No, we're going to make this right.
Spell it out.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
S-E-B-A-S-T-O-P-O-L.
Oh!
One shot.
The home of Charles Schultz.
Yeah.
I actually visited Charles Schulz's estate there. Can you pronounce
Fantastic.
It, Andy?
Oh, you're asking me to pronounce it? This is our apology show. I'm going to mangle it. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, Sebastopol.
Not bad.
You know what? You got me back.
Wait, was I in the ballpark?
Yeah, you were pretty close. Sebastopol.
Yeah. That's in California?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've redeemed yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, from Sebastopol.
Tom, are you born and raised in Sebastopol?
I am not, but it's a beautiful place to live.
Is there a statue of Charles Schulz anywhere?
There is an ice rink to his name and a museum in town.
Wow, nice.
Maybe if we take a minute, we can try to think of a stupider name for a town. I'm stumped. Can you think of a stupider name, Ken?
Yes, Pismo Beach.
Maybe, okay, I think it's a tie. They're neck and neck.
Yeah. Well, when you come visit, pack your ice skates, would you?
I will. Fantastic.
Okay.
Sebastopol.
Thank you, Tom from Sebastopol.
I wonder, wait, is he saying that I mispronounced it last week, or is he saying you did?
No, he didn't say who did it.
But it was you. You were driving the car.
I'm sure it was Fabio. I'm sure of it.
201-209-9368. If we owe you an apology for last week.
If your name was mispronounced, your town, your comment not read, your comment, like what I did with Terry is inexcusable. I made up a different comment for him.
Perhaps you don't like the tone of voice, Ken. Used.
Oh, I've heard that. Oh,
you
man.
You have, really?
Yes, I have heard that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
People who are supposed to be, expressing gratitude, and they're just full of attitude.
Yeah, our porcelain listeners. They're so fragile.
You know, my saying, gratitude, not attitude. Does it get through to people? No. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I can't believe you got through.
I can't believe it either. Who's this?
This is listener Kevlicki.
Hey, Kevlicki.
Yeah.
Hey, now, Kevlicki, are you unhappy with how you were treated last week?
Well, I mean, I'm not so unhappy, but I just wanted to point out that one of the DJs mispronounced the town I live in, and I make so many pledges, I can't remember who it was, but they pronounced Gardiner as Hardener.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Who could it be, Ken?
I think that was Kendra.
Chardiner.
They announced it Hardener or Chardonnay? Chardiner.
Hardener, I think.
You're in Gardiner, New York, right? Gardiner, New York?
Well, you know what? I have to say.
Yeah.
I have to say.
It's clearly spelled with a G.
Yeah.
Exactly. But perhaps somebody taking the pledge miswrote it. Isn't that possible?
No, because I think Kevlicki always pledges online.
Not always.
No, not always. Oh. So maybe it was the phone volunteer who didn't have a hard...
Can we fire them? Can we call them? Please. As a favor to me. It can count as my birthday gift.
Kevlicki.
Please. Let me fire a volunteer.
Okay. Kevlicki, do you know who it was who took your pledge?
That one I'm not totally
sure. Was it a chick?
I forget which show.
Was it a chick? Was there an accent? Was it a foreigner?
Maybe a foreigner.
A foreigner. That narrows it down. Ken, hand me the green file.
People that have been bused to Manhattan to volunteer for the marathon or something?
Well, Ken gets a lot of them from Home Depot, from the people hanging out behind Home Depot looking for day work.
That is one source.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're bussed in from Texas, from the border.
Yeah. And they just like to you say Gardiner to those people, it's like literally a foreign language. Literally. In fact, you're lucky to get Hardiner. That was pretty close if you consider what they're going through in their life.
Well, Kevlicki, I am so sorry that you got dissed on your hard G.
Yeah, well, that's okay. But I do have another thing.
No.
On behalf of my partner, Laurel.
Oh.
I guess you didn't read that she had donated for to get in the running for the Neil Young ticket. So we actually donated again.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
no. Oh, no. That's heartbreaker.
Is this a tactic of yours to get more money? Is to ignore certain pledges?
No. We really are grateful for those pledges, especially if you, and Laurel made multiple pledges, we're very grateful. And it was, that drawing was done completely on the up and up. Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle organized that drawing, and I don't think she would have made a mistake.
We did offer a chance to buy multiple chances.
And the main tactic we use for trying to get people to pledge again is mispronouncing their town name.
To make them, to get them all stirred up.
Yeah.
But we apologize. Is Laurel right there? We can apologize to her.
She's probably listening downstairs.
Laurel, I am so sorry. And Laurel, I think you actually were in the running, but I'm going to check as soon as I get off the air.
What does that mean, in the running?
That she was in the running for the Neil Young tickets. That she was in the box.
Sure she was. She pledged money. I'm sure Michelle.
I still have the box of all those cards.
Her card's still in the box. Can you check and see if her card's still in the box?
Well, Laurel, if it makes Laurel feel any better, mm-hmm. This is some consolation. Neil Young is very, very old, and he still sings like a girl. She's not missing a thing. She's not. It's an old man. It's an old man a quarter mile away singing like a girl.
He's only 78.
It's going to be raining. It's going to be cold.
He has a song called Old Man.
You're not missing a thing.
And he's always sung in falsetto some of the time.
Yeah. So, Laurel, whatever you're doing that night, you're in better shape. I would switch places with you in a minute.
I'm so sorry, Laurel. Thank you, Kev Licky. I'm sorry about the hard G also.
That old man a quarter mile away is singing like a girl.
All right.
I'm glad we got here early.
25 minutes to go here on 7 Second Delay.
Dear God.
And the phone number is 201-209-9368. And we're hoping to talk to people who might have been disrespected in some way.
We're making amends.
During the fundraising marathon. Oh.
We're trying to redeem ourselves.
Oh,
right,
that's Sally Struthers again. Wow,
Sally Struthers.
She's trying to call back. Just to let us know she's still kicking. She's still alive.
Maybe to let us know.
Maybe
to let you and Tom know that she's had plastic surgery.
Oh, well, that goes without saying.
And she's doing a lot better.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Mamie from Gardiner.
Oh, Mamie from Gardiner?
Gardiner with a hard G. We're pronouncing it correctly.
That's out there on Long Island in the great Empire State of New York. Am I right?
No, we're in the Hudson Valley.
Oops.
Gardiner, New York. Yeah. Oh, wait, I know Gardiner. My sister lives up there.
Oh, yeah?
It's beautiful.
Wow.
And we go up to Mohonk all the time. That's nearby, right?
I work there.
You work in Mohonk? Hey.
At Mohonk, come visit.
Well, Beth and I will be there this summer.
You work at Mohonk Mountain House? Oh, wow, that's
Preserve.
Even better. Wow, the Preserve.
And Mimi, are you unhappy with how you were treated last week?
Well, just a little. So my name is Mimi, but you pronounce my name as meme, like I'm something off the internet, but I'm a person.
She's not a meme, Ken. She's a person.
I remember that.
Yeah. Was that something that was just written? No, this is always a fun part of the show when Ken passes the blame to other people. So, Ken, whose fault was that little mistake?
It was a Dutch volunteer in the phone room who was writing everything in Dutch.
Okay.
And I guess Mimi in Dutch is known as meme.
So Ken is passing the blame. Ken's never made a mistake if you ask Ken. It's always somebody else's fault.
Well, usually the Dutch.
That's how narcissists work. If you've ever worked or lived with a narcissist, you can imagine the fun I have every week.
Yeah.
It sounds rough.
It's pretty rough.
It is
rough. But Mimi, we're gonna apologize to you now. Your name is Mimi, and we're gonna officially thank you for your pledge.
Thank you, Mimi.
Thank you. Come hiking.
Yeah, I want to. I've gone hiking there many times. Bontecue's Crag is my favorite. Thank you, Mimi.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now,
that's a cheerful little hiking guide.
Will you come to Bontecue's Crag with us?
You come with us? Beth and I have a reservation up at the resort.
Yeah.
Listen, Ken.
What?
Stop talking. Just listen.
Okay. What is it?
It's our theme song. It must be over.
I don't hear anything.
Our national ordeal is over.
I don't hear a thing. We have 20 minutes to go.
Maybe it's like an oasis. Maybe I'm fantasizing.
I want to thank everybody who pledged again last week or the week before.
And we want to apologize if you have any complaints about how you were treated.
Yeah, if Bucci, or maybe it was Mona as his co-host, didn't mention your pledge at all.
That's I feel bad about Meme. Meme from Gardner.
Mimi. No, it's
Meme. I think her name is Meme.
No, her name is Mimi.
I believe her name is Meme. Well, there's no way to settle this now.
And thanks also
to... And I believe it's pronounced Hardner.
Gardner. Gardner, New York. That's where Mimi and Kevlicki are from. And, of course, Tom in Sebastopol. Sorry. And Tom in Hoboken with the cleft lip.
Sorry to everyone.
Sorry about that.
Sorry to everyone.
Terry A. in Connecticut. I made up your comment. Not only did I not read your comment, I made up a different one.
So this is the protocol. During the marathon, we thank you. After the marathon, we apologize to you.
Yeah.
Welcome to WFMU.
All right. And thank you to Jeremiah for another wonderful year and another great newsletter that he put out today.
Yeah. He's the unsung hero of the operation.
And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County.
Oh, we were going to call Yvonne on her honeymoon.
At 91.8. Well, only if somebody complained.
I would have called to see how she's enjoying sex.
Oh, you mean, oh, right, because she got married.
It's scary at first.
And they can have sex now.
I told her, I tried to tell her last week before she got married.
What did you tell her?
It'll be scary at first.
Go on.
But then some people learn to enjoy it.
Wow, great advice. Great advice for a newlywed.
I'm sort of a father figure to the girl.
Yeah, you are.
Although you walked her down the aisle.
I did.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment.
It was a great wedding. And thanks again, everybody, and stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
It rain, you know it rain, oh hot rain, rain too long, my rain, rain all day, rain all night, rain, rain, my rain, it rain, 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 children, rain on my door, didn't it, yes, didn't it, you know it, didn't it, it rain all day, all night long. A rain, rain, go away, come again some other day. You know it rain, oh, hot rain. God knows it rain. Rain, 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 a rain, a rain, a rain, children. Rain, oh, my Lord. Didn't it? Yes, didn't it? You know it, didn't it? Oh, my Lord, didn't it rain?
La 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 la